And of course, these are secant projections. They intersect the ellipsoid in two areas. These are lines of exact scale, or standard lines, created along small circles where the cone and the cylinder intersect the ellipsoid. They're called small circles because they don't describe a plane that goes through the center of the Earth, as do the great circles. But where the ellipsoid and the map projection surface touch, there is, theoretically, no distortion. However, between the standard lines, the map, the plane, the state plane, is under the ellipsoid, and outside of them, the map is above it. That means that between the standard lines, a distance from one point to another is actually longer on the ellipsoid than it is on the map. And outside the standard lines, a distance on the ellipsoid is shorter than it is on the map. And any length that's measured along a standard line is the same on the ellipsoid as on the map, and which is why they're called lines of exact scale, or standard parallels in the case of a Lambert projection illustrated up here at the top. Now, this lower picture is a Mercator projection, but not a transverse Mercator projection. To make it transverse, one would turn that cylinder 90 degrees from where it's shown here. This is a standard Mercator projection in this picture.